Hi, this is dictation for Brittany William, BrittanyWilliams. Date of birth is 7/8. Oh, sorry, date of service is 7/8/2025. Date of birth is 3/18/87, and date of accident is 4/3/2024. Miss Brittany William has been visiting us for follow-up visit today. She was initially involved in an accident where she was rear-ended at a moderate speed while driving as a restaurant driver. Impact has been causing her pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back mainly. And EMG, which was done in the past, came out to be negative for the cervical and ulnar and median neuropathy. The right hip MRI was completely normal, where she was talking about pain. There is a positive finding on the left shoulder, supraspinatus tendinosus, infraspinatus tendinosus, bursitis of the subacromial subdeltoid, degenerative changes in the labrum, and subluxation posteriorly of the humeral head and glenohumeral joint effusion. Patient in the right knee has a ACL sprain and posterior horn of lateral meniscus is torn, ligament of patella is torn. In the lumbar region, there is a bilateral disc herniation L4, L5, L5, S1 with mild foramina stenosis and facet hypertrophy. Additionally, in cervical spine, C5-6 disc is herniated, leading to bilateral neural foramina narrowing. Today, she reported that she is feeling almost 30% better, and she has a very minimal pain due to the last epidural injection that was done on 6/14/2025. However, the pain in the knee and the hip is still back and has not relieved. She was off 3 days work, so she is slightly more better and relaxed. However, pain level is between 3 to 8. ADLs are affected 3. 20% to 30% relief is reported by the patient. And at this time, please review the records for ADL, system review, additional issues, substance abuse and a compliance plan. And physical examination will reveal the blood pressure of 116 over 67. Pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100. And rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit. And that is dated as follows. Last visit 0508-004, or actually there is another visit 0611-059 for the date of service of 6/11/2025. And blood pressure is 116 over 67, pulse 60, pulse ox is 100. So the patient has been provided various medication after reviewing the maps, and they are as follows: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR for depression, Lyrica 50 mg PRN for depression, and Lyrica is for actually neuropathic pain, and Lunesta is for sleep, 1 mg a day. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. Patient is continuing physical therapy to neck and the lower back and the shoulder and the knee two times a day. Traction massage has been ordered. Left shoulder, right knee. She has been advised to continue epidural injection to the lumbar at least 3 to 4, and neck area for 2 or 3 and some facet joint injection as well as injection to the left shoulder and the right knee to bring some relief. Patient is released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 6 days with 5 pound lifting limit. Thank you. She'll be seen in a month's time. Currently, she wants to hold on the epidural injection and also the knee injection. Thank you.